from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there and welcome to the Rewrap for Wednesday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on Newstalk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning, what's happened to those cool little New Zealand Post EVs? They've disappeared. Star Wars is coming, another one. Now it's junk food ads that are, you know, the downfall of our kids. And the downfall of Mike Hosking is Windows 10, apparently. But first up, can we just stop moaning about things?
Subway got a complaint about their lamb roast sub. The line was, "It's lamb without a dash of mum, so when are you getting married? It's my kind of lamb-alicious." Now, the board Go Nowhere, who complained about that, said it was disrespectful to all mothers who take pride in their cooking. I kid you not. You are paying people to take this crap seriously. There was a radio ad for Burger King. It had the sound of sizzling bacon and said, "Bacon, the best sound in the world." The dullard who wrote in whinging said vegans would find it offensive. Dove, their self-esteem project as opposed to this week's soap ads, that got a moan. A girl is searching the internet in the ad. Canteens get cosmetic surgery. Am I ugly? The ad ends with, "What is your daughter searching for?" and points to the self-esteem project. The sorry old tragedy that found this troublesome, in fact, completely misunderstood the ad and suggested it wasn't acceptable to advertise the fact you could get better self-esteem by using Dove products. Now, apart from being an insight into just how many bored people there are who have a disposition towards misery, surely we can agree that these sort of bodies that were presumably set up in the first place with some solid intention are no longer needed due to the fact that the market largely takes care of itself. The Broadcasting Standards Authority rarely, if ever these days, has anything substantive to say due to the fact that broadcasters these days are basically professional operators not looking to be low rent and cause trouble. Same with advertisers. So let's save money, close them up, and be pleased they are no longer relevant or indeed needed.
Nobody's ever made a complaint, an official complaint, about this podcast, which I find a bit depressing. I feel like people don't really care. I've tried to be really racist and sexist and homophobic. I've tried all those things, and it just doesn't seem to be getting any traction. I don't know what to do. All right, now New Zealand Post. Where have all those cool little buggies gone?
The answer is some shock absorbers. Who saw that coming? Major recall with the shock absorbers. I think, and I'm no aerodynamic expert, but they look to me, first of all, they're silent, so they're clearly electric, which indicates a problem because they're stealth-like. And for the jogger like myself, suddenly you're not hearing them. And they're on the footpath and they're right behind you. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing to alert you to the fact they're coming.
As you talked about the other day, you don't want to change direction suddenly at your age.
Correct.
Because you could break something,
that's a hammy.
Snap something.
That's a hammy. But they also seem taller than they are wide. They seem too tall. They seem, if you took a corner too fast, to be a tipper.
Well, that's your RV argument, isn't it?
Very much so.
The RVs do.
And that's the other thing, the tyres. Look at the tyres on them next time you see them, and you probably never will now due to the shock-absorbing problem. But look at the tyres. They're not appropriate tyres. They're thin, skinny tyres. Can't handle a corner. Need fats. Need the big fat boys on the back. Just advice for New Zealand Post, take it or leave it. The affordable housing.
So if I just follow the chain of events correctly.
Yes.
They stopped recording people covertly.
They launched them, stopped recording people covertly.
And then suddenly there's a problem with the shock absorbers.
Got the shock absorber problem, withdrew them. And this has all happened within a period of 6 months, so not really a successful rollout.
Are they coming back once they fix the shock absorbers?
Well, you'd have to think so, because there's hundreds of them up and down the country. New Zealand Post are losing money hand over fist as it is, given no one delivers any mail anymore. So you have to think the expense is so great you'd want to fix them up. And presumably they're under warranty, aren't they? If you bought a New Zealand Post buggy, wouldn't you expect a 3-year 100,000K warranty? I would have thought so.
And do they come with floor mats? Because that's when I buy a car, you know, they often try and give it to you without the mats, and you've got to have the mats. Especially if you're jumping in and out of it like a postie would be. All right. Star Wars. Another Star Wars movie coming. This one does actually sound very exciting, I must say.
Trending now on the Mike Hosking Breakfast.
Yes, we got the new Star Wars trailer. Last Jedi comes with a warning from the director. He's tweeted a fan recommending they steer clear of the clip if they want to come in completely clean when they see it at the movies. But if you don't want to come in clean, if you're a bit crazy like that, here's a sneaky peek. So far, so good.
Something.
Here we go.
Inside me has always been there.
What?
But now it's awake.
Oh, my lord.
And I need help.
Bet you do. Fans are loving it. Fans are loving it, especially the new creature called Porg. It's a Porg. Thank God for the new Star Wars trailer. A beacon of light to get me through the next few months, said one. Woke up and my Twitter feed is filled with this thing from Star Wars. Best morning ever. Guys, who is that new space penguin in Star Wars? If it's Chewbacca's BF, I'm down. By the way, Blade Runner 2049, which of course is a movie I will never see and has been described as a monumental flop, has been called by the Telegraph, I note this morning, the most spectacular, profound blockbuster of our time, with 5 stars. So it's either the biggest flop of all time or it's the best movie of all time, thus indicating that movie critics are a complete and utter waste of time. You should probably make up your own mind.
Yeah, just going back to the Star Wars thing, isn't that cool how they made the music with the lightsaber noises? Oh my God, I said that out loud and now I sound like a complete geek. I just heard myself saying that back and I thought it was cool. With the junk food ads, the kids are seeing 27 junk food ads a day. It's turning them all into junk food addicts, apparently. What does Mike think about that?
We're all exposed to the ads and the temptation, but only some succumb. What differentiates that is choice or self-responsibility. In other words, us, you, not the ads. There is now an industry in banning stuff in the vain hope that it will achieve something that ultimately we are responsible for, but for whatever reason have chosen to ignore or actively not participate in. If kids' diets are an issue, the parent is a far greater tool for effective change than any ban on advertising. But running off down the ban track, you're abdicating responsibility or failing to place it where it really lies. I've got no doubt that the companies concerned have a role to play. Of course they do. And I've got no doubt that major advertising pushes are designed to increase consumption. But these companies are purveyors of legal, socially acceptable, and wildly popular products. And the moment you single them out, you set a precedent. And a precedent that won't work. You are putting the problem at a doorstep that it doesn't belong on.
My major issue with the junk food thing is that I don't have any here at this moment. And I am really, really hungry. I had a slightly bruised banana this morning and it wasn't enough. I'm going to finish up here with Mike's technical issues from yesterday.
Now, so I'm around at my house yesterday. Everyone's got Apple computers at my house. I don't. So every now and again we get a bloke in and he comes in and does stuff. He titillates and things and, you know, just charges things up and makes sure everything's running.
What does he do with your computers?
I don't know what he does. So I have this computer, relatively new, and it keeps beeping at me. And I use it for very little. I mean, you can imagine how little I use my computer. I do a bit of typing.
That's I've seen the way you use your phone, and I've got a fairly good idea.
Yeah, very, very little. So it's simple applications. Anyway, it keeps beeping at me going, update, 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 update. So I've got about 6 million updates, and I finally go, okay, bing, ding. So the next morning I turn the thing on, and a whole lot of stuff's gone wrong, and none of which actually affects me, so I don't really care. But the thing that has gone wrong that does affect me that I do care about is it no longer prints. The computer is no longer connected to the printer. It will not print. I think, what a stupid thing this is. Is this my fault, or is this the update's fault? Anyway, old Jed comes around yesterday. He spends on my computer 3.5 hours. And this is a good guy. This is another guy who knows what he's doing. This is an expert in the field. And I go, is this me or is this the update? He goes, oh, that's Windows 10. Windows 10, he says, useless. He says he's got commercial clients who's had exactly the same problem all over town. Printers are dropping out left, right, and center. All sorts of problems with an update. And I'm thinking, let me ask you this simple question. If we can't update in 2017 a computer to link to a printer, and we need experts to spend 3.5 hours fixing that, Would it be a corrupt drive? Does that make sense? He said it could be a corrupt driver or a drive. Does that make sense?
So hang on. You pay a guy to come round and connect your computer to your printer.
No.
And it takes him 3.5 hours.
No. He's no. Do not. That's where it's going. That's what I'm saying. If we cannot update our computers, if Bill Gates...
No, we can't. That's what I'm telling you. We definitely can.
But he's saying, why is he saying that Windows 10 all over town, all over the country is having problems? Why is he saying that? He's saying that the Windows 10 doesn't work.
Yeah, he's saying, I'm going to have to be here a few hours.
And he's saying the Windows 10 doesn't work. And I'm saying to old Jed, how are we getting to Mars? How are we getting to Mars if Bill Gates cannot give us a computer that works with our printer? That's all I'm asking. If Elon Musk can't make a car with the doors that open, how's he flying us to London in 45 minutes? That's what I'm saying. Would you get on a plane built by a bloke who can't update your computer to run with your printer? I don't think so.
Well, you didn't get Elon Musk to come around.
That is true. Bill Gates isn't building a plane, but you know where I'm going with this. It's just like 3.5 hours later.
I didn't have the heart to break it to Mike that his computer is electrically powered. It doesn't run on either petrol or diesel. He wouldn't have taken that well. I am Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap for Wednesday. We'll see you back here with Thursday's little present tomorrow.